BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
It's classic song wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Previously on Song Wars Classic.
Bums and binge drinking and bums. When I get depressed, I like to go binge drinking with my chums.
In my bedroom watching telly, I eat another slice of cheese on toast and think about how crap you are.
Don't bother me cause I'm in the zone. Don't bother me cause I'm in the zone. Please don't bother me cause I'm in the Song Wars zone. Thanks.
Hi, and welcome to another Song Wars Classics, an exciting podcast looking behind and through and on top of and underneath and around some of the greatest songs ever created.
Star, they're not in any way the greatest songs ever created. They came from our rusty Song Wars barrel, and we're portioning them out to you over the summer weeks when we're away. I hope you enjoy them. This week, oh, it's exciting. We'll be reminding you of the time. Do you remember that time, the good old days, back in the good old days, when we had a stab at doing our own theme tunes for The Quantum of Solace, the last Bond movie? Now, Joe, you actually made a video for yours, didn't you?
Yeah, I did make a video, and it got millions and millions of hits.
Hey, not millions. It got thousands. Let's be specific.
It got hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, but not millions.
It got 780,000 hits.
And you went through every single comment and removed the ones you didn't like.
I took away the non-family. I took away the ones with the C words.
Right.
I didn't go through every single one.
No.
I became overwhelmed after a while. I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
But I did. If there were C words or anything really, really, really horrible, I took it
off. That was before YouTube used to hide the comments that got too many thumbs down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now it works quite well. If enough people thumbs down an offensive comment, it sort of hides itself. You can still see, you can still reveal the comment if you wish. But it's a rather nice little censoring, you know, democratic censoring system.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's based on other people's opinions.
Which of these two songs are we going to play first?
Well, I think we should probably play, you know, because even though yours got a lot of attention, it lost.
That's true. It did lose.
You know.
But, you know, I would refer the Right Honourable Gentleman to the recent series of Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, what are you saying?
As well as the Will Young Gareth Gates year of Pop Idol.
Yeah. You're saying you're like...
Guy comes second is best. That's what I'm saying. Unexplicitly. I'm making no bones about it. The guy who comes second is best. Subo. Right. Subo's better than Diversity. Of course she is.
Subo.
Young's better than Gates.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Young and Gates. Where's Gates now? Joseph's amazing technical agreement. He's doing all right, but look at Young.
You can't just let me
He's
have
the most
one
famous man in the world.
Good feeling, one Correct. Little victory, can you?
Correct.
Even though your stupid video got Correct. Some hits on YouTube and you did and got listed in like the Guardian's top, was it the Telegraph's?
The Telegraph said it was, oh man, I wish I could remember.
It was one of their top 10 right songs now. Of the year or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ludicrous.
Internet sensation.
Internet sensation. I mean, that is embarrassing, isn't it? And you can't even let
Why
me
is it
have my...
Embarrassing for you.
It's embarrassing for me. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's annoying. It's very annoying for me.
Yeah.
You can't even let
if
me...
If it wasn't so pleasurable
dwell
to annoy
fact,
you, maybe I wouldn't do it so much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I won! Oh, my Jesus. Song won this year! This time, what?
Yeah.
So...
Why did you suddenly expand it to the whole year?
Because to get it...
This year as well. I mean, these songs were last year.
The winning year. This was the decade I won. I won!
That's an idea, you know. We should do mega mixes and then battle the mega mixes.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Oh, there's not enough time in the world.
So which one are we playing first on
Yours.
This track?
Yeah, the losing one.
The losing one. So here's the losing song. This is called Sontum of Qualis.
He's got a gun, great big man tits. He's got jug ears and tiny trunks. Dame Judi Dench is furious with him. He's gone completely out to lunch. The quantum of solace.
So there you go. There was Joe's Losing Bond song. And I very much enjoyed a lot of the comments from people on your YouTube channel who just thought it was your real idea of like a proposed Bond theme.
Yes. International YouTube viewers didn't really understand the context of the song. Yes, some of them would put posts like, it's a bit silly, isn't it?
This would never be used as a real Bond theme. Lol.
People got very angry about the comments about Roger Moore as well. Sometimes I wish Roger Moore would come back. There was a big debate about the relative merits of Craig and Bond.
Craig V. Moore.
Lots of people referring to the quoting Fleming's text, you know, trying to figure that out. It was a very provocative, fascinating song, you know, musically very strong, a lot of content, lots to chat about afterwards.
Sure, sure. And then, of course, very excitingly, a few weeks later, we met the man himself, Sir Roger the Lord of Moore.
It was too exciting as far as I was concerned.
Joe had an actual on-air meltdown.
I had a meltdown.
It was amazing.
But listen, your song now, the winning song, and this has got some terrific rhymes. People really loved it, and I think if you'd had a video for yours, I think it would have been a much fairer fight on the YouTube front.
Yeah.
But yours certainly won in terms of the radio play, and people really enjoyed your the rhyme in the chorus. I want a quantum of solace,
but only just a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace,
but
I don't want them.
Yeah, that's good. That's classic Buckley's rhyming.
Should we have a little bit of name dropping here as well?
Go on.
The night before we played our Quantum of Solace songs, we were at Nick Frost's wedding, weren't we?
Right.
And you, I think, were sat right next to Richard Curtis.
Yeah.
So
and the beautiful Emma Freud.
And the beautiful Emma Freud.
And the beautiful Rob Brydon.
And we were chatting. That's a lot of name dropping in one little story there.
Well, I don't see it as name dropping. It's just mentioning my pals.
And we were talking with Richard Curtis about our songs, and he was quizzing us about what we'd done with the Quantum of Solace rhyme. What were we going to rhyme with Quantum of Solace?
Everyone was suggesting Wallace,
yeah.
A Wallace and Gromit rhyme.
Oh, I wrong-footed them by going for the rhyming the other word.
Let's hear your song then.
Here it is.
I'm just going to call Richard Curtis, tell him I'm busy.
I'm a spy, and I'm working for the Brits. I've got cars and guns and gadgets. I've got ladies with big brains. I've got licenses to kill. I've got licenses to fish. I've got sexy suits and air miles. But here's my biggest wish. I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace before I shoot you. Bottom location chase, bottom location chase, shooting dirty baddies in the busy foreign street. Bottom location chase, bottom location chase, running all around and now I've really hurt my feet. Ow.
So, Mr. Bond.
Yes, hello.
You want to stop me?
I do want to stop you, yes, but only if it's exciting.
I met a lovely lady, but found out she was a rotter.
So we exchanged some saucy quips. I snogged her, then I shot her.
But I felt quite bad because I'm such a modern complex guy. Sometimes this job gets to you, and maybe that is why.
I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace
before I shoot you.
I'm saying the name of the film over the music. Quantum of Solace. I did it again just there.
I think we will meet again, Mr. Bond.
Okay. Bye.
Yep. That's a great idea, Richard.
Talking to Richard Curtis.
Sorry. Sorry, listen, I've got to go, but I don't think I can. Best of luck with it, but I think you're going to have to do that one on your own. Okay, good luck. Yeah, bye-bye.
What does he want you to do? Write Boat the Rock 2?
No, reboot Blackadder.
Reboot Blackadder.
But, you know, I mean, I've given him some ideas, but he's just going to have to run with it himself.
Yeah, he wants to do a show with me as a priest who works in a stereo shop. It's called The Vicar of Dubbly.
Vicar of Dolby.
Dolby.
I mean, you folded a Spinal Tap joke into it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Vicar of Dolby.
Dolby.
That's good. Are you sure that's him?
Oh, he said he was Richard Curtis, but he didn't sound very much like him. I was suspicious.
Yeah. No, go for that, man. That could be good for you.
Hello, this is Richard Curtis. Is that Adam Buxton?
That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, that's
him. Couldn't place the accent. I thought maybe he was Nigerian, but...
Good song, though, man. What a song.
Thanks very much indeed.
I mean, that's really, really lyrically strong.
That was a close battle, though. It should be noted that there was not much in it that week.
Yeah. And it was certainly, yeah, a close battle, yeah.
Yeah. So I got a few more of those. Yeah.
You know, we know the Bond composer.
A bit more name dropping.
Yeah, David Arnold.
David Arnold, of
course. He's a friend of the programme.
Yeah.
So he could very easily have put a strong case for using either of those songs.
What did he ever deliver a verdict on those songs? Did he hear them?
He did. Yeah, he thought they were very funny.
Oh,
and then, in fact, he played me down the phone the Alicia Keys and Jack White song.
Right, which was pretty brills in the end, wasn't it?
Really? I really like it. People were really down on it,
were
but
they?
I still like it. Yeah, people said it wasn't Bondy. You know, it didn't have the romantic swagger.
I thought it was good.
I liked it.
And let us both say, for the record, that we are pro Quantum of Solace as a film as well, aren't we?
Like it a lot. I thought it stood up very well on video.
Because people were very down on it. I think it was one of those films...
Do people say that anymore on video?
Stood up on video? You do.
Would they say stood up on DVD?
Stood up on HD.
It's a video format.
You know, people were down on that film. And one thing that a lot of people were saying was that when you went to see it in the cinema, the action was too overwhelming. It was so frenetic, the direction, that it was hard to tell what was going on. And it was one of those films when you got it home and watched it on your TV in a slightly more manageable format, it made a lot more sense. And it was really an enjoyable watch, I thought.
The only reason I bought David Arnold up was I was going to get angry with him for not making more of an effort to push those songs onto the Broccolis.
Yeah, that would be unfair.
Would it? Do you think? I mean, come on.
Get angry.
What would have been on the line? His reputation?
Hi, Dave.
He should have got angry with
him. It's Joe here. Listen, sorry about this, but I'm just a little bit peed off. You know, about the fact that you never called the Broccoli Estate and kind of pushed our songs a little bit more. What's that all about?
And then he would say, are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I'm just, you know, it's a legitimate question, isn't it? Like, you know, you say you listen to the show, you're our friend. Like, couldn't you have given them a bit more of a push?
Is this the kind of thing
you're
imagining?
You make me look like a real idiot. I can't believe you've exposed me like that.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Anyway, that's it for this week's Song Wars Classics. We'll be here next week at the same time.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. It's not a live program. But there'll be another one of these little podcast things to download next week with two more random selections from the saggy bag of Song Wars Classics and some waffle all about them. And don't forget, you can find those songs clean to pop on your MP3 player on the Adam and Joe blog at bbc.co.uk/blogs/Adam and Joe.
The technical term is clean for pop-on.
Clean for pop-ons.
Have you got this clean for pop-on?
It's Clean for Pop-On.
Clean for Pop-On.
See you next time.
Take care. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Next time on Song Wars Classic.
Because we're evil, we're dumb. Stick the law up your bum. We're gonna have a look at I Am Legend. It's crap.
Imagine if the Rolling Stones had to gnaw on filthy bones. That's what might happen if you all keep illegal downloading. The Foundation.
Adam and Joe on 6music.